Next Friday, February 21st, the Aspen Art Museum will launch its Teen Council pilot program. So excited about this. And I'm joined in the studio today by Elizabeth Strunk, who is the School Youth and Family Programs Manager for Aspen Art Museum. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
We're joined by Danny Carreno, Jr. at Roaring Fork High School. Thanks for coming, Danny.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
And have I, your face seems really familiar. Have I seen you like in the paper or out around town? Like, are you like a local celebrity already, or is this just the beginning of that happening?
I just say, oh, it's kind of in the beginning. You know, I play, I play soccer. So
yeah,
you know, many people know me from, the team.
You guys might be a little bit good. Yeah.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in, guys. Elizabeth, what is the Teen Council and when did it start?
So the Aspen Art Museum Teen Council began in December of last year, so just a few months ago. It is a way, it's a group of teenagers. So Danny is from Roaring Fork High School. Erica is from Roaring Fork High School. Jude and Ella and Finn are all from Aspen High School. So it's made up of five students, and they're planning programming for their peers. So they are coming up with movie series, they're coming up with art classes, just really cool different things, and it's all run by them. So I'm there to kind of, you know, provide certain parameters, but they're planning everything.
So Danny, what made you want to be a part of the Teen Council at Aspen Art Museum?
Well, really, it's more to get involved with the community. You know, I've always been more like isolated, so this year I just decided to join something. And when Elizabeth presented herself to our art class, you know, it kind of caught my attention for the group. So it took me a while to come in to the group
and jump on the opportunity. Yeah,
yeah, but she like she still gave me the opportunity to like jump in, and you know, I'm really happy to be in it. We all get along. We're all creative. We all have something to like put into the group, so I'm really happy about that.
And is it a unique thing for you to suddenly kind of be on a team with teens from these other schools who you might otherwise compete against?
That's more of the idea for me. That's it. Sorry.
No, that's cool. And so what do you hope to provide for your peers through the Teen Council?
Just like more of a space where everybody can go and have a little bit of fun, you know, socialize a little bit, experience new things they haven't experienced before. And I mean, yeah, that's mostly what I liked also about the Teen Council, that it was going to offer that opportunity as well as, for us.
And has it been exciting for you to, be in the Aspen Art Museum? I mean, it's free to the public, so more people should take advantage of that. But I think a lot of young people, even myself, when I first came to town several years ago, it took me a while to get through the door there. And then once I did, I was like, this is incredible. What a resource.
Yeah, it's like, it's really cool being in there. You know, I've never been in there before, so it was like also a great experience for me coming in there.
Well, and so one of the things that you guys are going to do is launch this teen movie series, and I feel like the 80s are back. Elizabeth, where did the idea first come from to make this first Teen Council movie series a back to the 80s theme?
So their first session in December, we all got together, they all met each other, and Max Weintraub, the senior curator at the Aspen Art Museum, mm-hmm. myself, and then Mary McClure and Susan Rubel from Aspen Film mm-hmm. all worked with them to talk about what it means to curate a film series, what that looks like, how do you pick certain movies to go together. So then from there, the Teen Council worked together to plan the movie series based on a theme. So they picked a theme. They picked a couple of themes, and I'm going to let Danny talk about that because it was really, I mean, like I've said, it's really the kids that are the teens that are planning it. So
yeah, what excites you about this series?
What excites me most about it is how you know, our generation, we didn't get to experience the 80s. So it's just going to be like something fun to watch on how my generation like sees the 80s and how they like think of it. So hopefully when we get together, it's like kind of like what it was before. And I mean, I think we're gonna have another one for adults,
We do the movies at the museum for adults, but these, actually, that's a good point to make. The museum movies for teens, it's just for 9th through 12th graders.
Teens only.
Teens only, yeah.
Yeah, and we, when Katie and Kate was doing our kids movie series, it was kids only. Like, you can't just show up, Dad.
Exactly.
You have to,
exactly. It's for the kids. Exactly.
Well, and you know, one of the things I talked about with Will Grambois, who's the editor of the Soap or Sun, last week, is that when they decided to show E.T. at the Crystal Theater, which was this week as a fundraiser for the Soap or Sun on their 11th birthday, that a lot of folks, even our age, born in the 80s, had never seen E.T. on a big screen.
Yeah.
So that's another thing, that even if teens have seen one or more of these films, to get to watch them in a sort of cinematic experience or in the museum, that's a really unique thing too. It's not just hanging out on the couch and watching a movie, which is great. I love the movie. But it kind of adds some more glory to this. So when is the first movie?
The first movie is next Friday, February 21st. The doors open at 5:30 and it lasts until 9. So in between that time, there will also at the very beginning be pizza. We'll be serving dinner. They came up with the idea to have a Rubik's Cube contest.
Yeah,
so there will be a contest there. We have 80s candy, like Big League Chew and stuff like that, that those will be the prizes. So
this is not candy left over from the
80s. Oh, no, not candy left over from the 80s.
Right.
Not stale candy.
There's no stale candy, yeah. And so if you're in 9th, 10th, 11th, or 12th grade, you can participate in this.
Yes.
If you can get there early enough, you can get down on some pizza. Mm-hmm. Now, Danny, you're a competitor. We know this about you from the soccer team.
Yeah.
How are you on the Rubik's Cube?
Oh man. It's been like one time that I've touched the Rubik's Cube, actually. So hopefully someone there will teach me how to work it out.
So folks, don't be intimidated. Danny is beatable.
Oh yeah.
When it comes to Rubik's Cube. I don't know about on the soccer field. But, what if someone wants to become part of the teen council, whether a teen's listening now or someone listening knows a teen who might be a good prospect for this?
So the teen council is going to be a yearly program.
Okay.
So the group, the five teens that are currently on it now are on there for this school year, and it goes until August. They're going to be working on another project throughout the summer. And then there is an application that goes up online. So they had to apply. They had to get a letter of recommendation from one of their teachers, and then they emailed that to the museum, and then we sort through them and look through them. But we're always happy. I'm always happy to give anybody information about it. They can call the museum. They can email education@aspenartmuseum.org. There's a spot on our website about it. So if they want to learn about it, they can. And then we'll be, again, next school year, at the beginning of next school year, accepting new applications.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about the Aspen Art Museum Movies at the Museum Teen Series, Back to the 80s. And my guests are Elizabeth Strunk, who's School Youth and Family Programs Manager for Aspen Art Museum, and Danny Carreno, junior at Roaring Fork High School, soccer star, talented artist. And just to recap, the first movie in the series is next Friday, February 21st. The movie is Big. Doors are at 5:30. That includes food and music and fun. And then there are other films that you guys have picked out, and they're on the schedule. So Friday, March 20th is the film War Games. And can you guys remind folks who don't remember? I think a lot of people my generation and older have seen that film.
Mm-hmm.
Fewer young people have seen it. So what's War Games?
War Games is pretty game heavy,
mm-hmm.
From what I can remember about it. Yeah, it's pretty game heavy. These kids get taken into this video game or something, and then,
And then on Friday, April 17th, the series wraps up with The Goonies, classic film, filmed in Oregon, The Goonies is probably my personal favorite of your series, but you know, teens will have to decide for themselves which one is their favorite. And one other thing I want to ask you about that, if someone listening to this knows a teen and want to encourage them to check this out, obviously they can learn more at Aspen Art Museum website, aspenartmuseum.org, or get in touch with you, like you said, email education@aspenartmuseum.org. But how does someone prove that they are allowed to come to this? Like, what if you don't have an ID? Do you need a school ID?
Yes, school ID is ideal.
Great.
Yeah, so definitely bring your school IDs with you.
Cool. And Danny, anything else you want to add before we go today?
Not really. I just want to say to come, to have some fun, you know. I know it's winter, so a lot of people don't really do anything during the winter. So, you know, there's kind of an opportunity for kids my age to come out here and watch a movie, eat some pizza, and have fun.
And you don't need a car. You can easily walk there from the bus stop, and people can ride Rafta to Aspen, of course. And I like what you said, too, about you know, coming and having fun and meeting people, because it isn't all that often that folks from the different schools in the Valley get together and are on the same team, right?
Exactly.
I mean, we compete against each other. So I love that about the teen council in general, and about this opportunity for folks to mingle amongst each other. It's really a cool opportunity. Elizabeth, anything else you want to add before we go?
Yeah, I would just like to say thank you to our donors, the Questrums. They, through the Questrum Education Fund, provide the funding for this, for these programs, a lot of our education programming, and so we're able to have a lot of free programs, which is one of our favorite things to be able to do.
Well, and it's part of what makes the Aspen Art Museum so amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
You haven't seen the Infinity Mirror, folks, it is unbelievable, and you got to get to the museum and check that out.
And it's free.
And
free
it's free. It's amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much again, Elizabeth Strunk from the Aspen Art Museum, and Danny Carreno Jr. at Roaring Fork High School. Really appreciate y'all coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us.